those lead-in questions.
I know.
Hello, this is Christine Anderson, marketing coordinator at Colonial Chemical, and I am here with Molly McHenry.
Hey.
She is a senior formulations chemist at Colonial Chemical. And we are going to talk today about the conditioner bar that Molly has made in the lab. Mm-hmm. And it is kind of like eco-conscious. It's bottle-free, so it's just, it's kind of almost like a bar soap.
Yeah. Yeah, the idea with conditioner bars and shampoo bars is that you're not using a plastic bottle. I mean, you know, plastic waste is such a big deal, and anything you can do to reduce waste, and this is just another way to do that. I mean, you'll get multiple washes out of this. It's very concentrated. So one bar might be five or so bottles of conditioner. I mean, the bars that we'll be passing out aren't that big, so that's a little generous. Ours is probably, you know, just one or two, but a normal size bar, you could probably get five bottles out of it.
And these bars are really popular with people that are that are camping, because they'll just like stick it in a little baggie or like wrap it up.
And then travel. You don't have to worry about TSA at the airport.
Yep. So you can kind of like build up a milky, lotion-y feel in your hands, or you could just like strip it straight onto your hair.
Yeah, you can put it straight onto wet hair. You kind of just like comb it through, and then afterwards work it in with your hands. You'll probably want to leave it on for a few minutes, just like you would with your regular conditioner, before rinsing it out. But you can also lather it up in your hands a little bit and then apply it to the hair. But I still think you probably want to, you know, comb it through.
What's in this one? We have our Colquatt CBC, and that is a conditioner concentrate. What all is in the concentrate that we've made?
Yeah, the concentrate makes this so much easier. I mean, you have everything you need in there. Cetyl alcohol, that's what's making the bar harden. And then sterile conium chloride is your conditioning agent, and then the lactic acid, your pH adjuster. So really, you could just take this. I mean, it comes in a pastille form. You could just melt it down and pour it into your mold and be good to go. But what we did here is we wanted to lower the melting point of the bar a bit so that it would go onto the hair easier. So we also added in some cocoa butter and some oils to do that.
Now we put grapeseed oil and argan oil in this. Could you change up the oils depending on like what's trending? Is it easy?
Yeah, you could swap it out for your preference. You could also put some maybe lighter weight emollients in there if you wanted.
And then what color is ours?
Oh, well, I haven't decided yet. I guess you could do different ones. You can leave the dye out altogether if you want a more natural look. Change up the fragrance, obviously. Yeah, you can have some fun with it.
Now, this one, was it easy to make? Because I know you said that the CBC is a pastille, and sometimes people have a hard time working with those. But how was this one?
Yeah, altogether, the bar is really easy to put together. I mean, the CBC, your concentrate, and then you can add some extra stuff in there on top of it. And I did play around with that level of cocoa butter and the oils because, you know, that was to get the melting point down again. Too much cocoa butter, it'll leave a residue on your hair. Too much oil, you might come out a little greasy. But this combo, you get, you know, best of everything.
And then you can also use this as like a shaving bar or like an in-shower lotion, because it's very moisturizing, but it's not gonna, you know, stick on your skin or weigh down your hair, right?
Yeah, it does rinse off pretty easily, and that is another benefit of having that butter and that oil in there. You can lather it up and use it as a conditioning shave bar or as an in-shower moisturizer.
So tell us a little bit more about forming it and the molding process.
Yeah, this one's really easy to put together. The Colquatt CBC comes in the pastille form. And then the cocoa butter is also a solid. Your oils, of course, are liquid. So you're combining all these and you're heating it up to about 60 to 65. And it'll be liquid at that temperature. So you're pouring it hot into your mold. And then as it cools down, it'll solidify.
And then couldn't you also kind of pour it into a deeper pan and then maybe cut it up if you just want like those, if you don't have mold and you just have like a kind of like a loaf pan?
Yeah, I think you should be able to do that. I think it's soft enough that you could cut it easily.
And this is formulation number 1048, and it is the Eco Conditioner Bar. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.